Hi, my name is Emily.
And I'm Emma. Welcome back to Two Crimes in Texas, Unsolved and Solved.
It's a bit of a crime.
In our last episode, we talked about the Amber Alert story.
It was a tragedy.
But we got something good out of it.
The alert that goes to everyone's devices when a child under the age of 18 goes missing.
So remember, if you want to see that episode, go to our blogs. Today's story is about the Candyman.
This story is about a man named Dean Arnold Coral, who is a bad, bad boy.
Let's get started.
Dean was born in Houston, Texas on December 24th, 1939, into a contentious family.
In 1963, his mother opened her own candy shop called Coral Candy Company.
Soon after, a teenage male who worked there complained that Dean made inappropriate comments toward him. After that, Dean's mother fired the young man.
Dean went to the U.S. Army in 1964 to 1965. After his service, he returned to Houston and resumed working the family candy company.
He had earned the nickname of the Candyman because he frequently handed out free candy to kids in that area. He also befriended many young boys around the area, some who would hang out around the candy shop.
Dean became friends with a 12-year-old boy named David Brooks.
The boy came from a broken home and saw Dean as a father figure.
After a while, the friendship between the two turned into a sexual relationship.
In 1968, his mother closed the candy company and moved to Colorado. Dean also switched jobs and found a career as an electrician.
In 1970, Dean and David began a new journey, murder. Dean and David would come up to young boys and lure them into their car with the promise of a party.
Once they arrived at the house, there was no escape. They would supply them with drugs and alcohol and tortured and killed them.
In 1971, they recruited another young boy in the area to help lure victims into their deaths. His name was Wayne Henley, aged 15.
Dean offered David and Wayne $200 for each victim they supplied him.
Later, Wayne told the authorities that he participated in it because his family needed the money.
He did not get caught then, but he moved back to a suburb part of Houston, Texas on March 1973.
In June and July 1973, he was assisted by Wayne and David and brought up their killing pace, murdering 7 more people.
On August 7th, On August 7th, Wayne brought some of his friends to Dean's house. Dean was furious Wayne had brought a girl into his house.
While they were unconscious, Dean tied up Wayne and his friends. When Wayne awoke, he begged for his life and convinced he would help murder his friends.
He let Wayne go, and it was just his two friends.
When his two friends awoke, they begged for their life, and Wayne said he couldn't go any longer. He grabbed a gun and threatened Dean, who approached Wayne and shouted at him to kill him.
Wayne shot Dean several times, killing him and ending the murder spree.
They called the police and they took him to the station.
Wayne confessed to the 3-year murder spree and that he helped make it possible. Wayne took the police to where they had buried the victims, and 28 of them were identified.
Upon discovery, they were considered the worst example of serial murder in U.S. history.
Wayne is still alive to this day and is aged at 63 years. He is currently facing life imprisonment. He is in Mark W. Michael Unit in Tennessee Colony, Texas.
David is also still alive to this day and is aged 64. He is also facing life imprisonment.
Today's story was very sad, but at least they got justice for the lives lost.
Preach, Emily.
Our next episode will be on the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
You might have seen the movie, but we're going to explain the true story behind it.
This story is about a man named Ed Gein.
Oh, he is famous for skinning human corpses.
Corpses. But that will all be in our next episode.
So come back for more.
Remember, if you like our podcast, subscribe.
And if you want to follow us, you can see more of our podcast.